Hello, Tomei Chaver, Yeshiva Torah, Moshe, and around the world. We are continuing on our Shiurim on Mishnayos. We are doing Maseches Tainis. We are in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, which in the Gemara is on Daf Yutes Siman Aleph. It begins like this. V'chein ir sheyesh ba dever, a city that has pestilence, that Tosfos Yontif says, it's pasha that you can't just wait around, take your time, have patience. You have to fast right away. Tiferes Yisrael says, even if it was just in like pigs, they're similar to people. So if they have a certain disease, it could spread to people. Oh, my polis. Or if there were houses caving in or walls caving in, Rashi and the Rav says, the walls of the houses were falling in the wind. And the Rav adds, they were strong walls or houses. But if they were rickety, that's not considered a mapolis. The Rabbah Hilchos Tainis Perek Beis, Halach Yud Beis, says, or if there was an earthquake that people die from, that's also a big problem. The Erie says, if there were very tall buildings or walls, or they were close to a river that causes them to get weakened because of the excess dampness there, that's not considered a tragedy that we're going to have to cry out and daven for. So if there was a city that had pestilence or that had this mapolas, also ir misana masras, we call it sel misanas lo masrios, Rabbi Kiva omer masrios for lo misanas. So that city itself has to fast and cry out, and all the towns around would fast but not cry out. But Rabbi Kiva says, no, they would cry out and not fast. So he says, Yantif brings from the Ran, in order they, the cities surrounding, join in order to join in with the Tzara and to ask for Rachman on that city, because this is not the type of something that's going to spread, but they want to join in the Tzar. And the cities around it that we mentioned before, also you could explain it similarly, not as the Rav says it. That's what the Tosfos Yontif brings. The Tiferes Yisrael says the halacha is like the Tanakama, like, not like Rabbi Kiva. So they do these cities that are nearby fast, and the cities nearby fast and don't cry out. Ezu dever. So what the mission is going to explain? What is considered a pestilence, a dever? Ir hamatziah chamish meis ragli. If you have a city that has 500 walking people, we'll see what that means. So I said, yeah, that brings from the Ran. Motziah, from that lashon of motziah chamish meis ragli. The Rambam is medayek that women and children and old people are not included in the 500. They're not working. They're not going out. That's what we see. They're going out. Cities sending out people to work. So they're not considered part of this count. And the Magid Mishnah explains from the word rogli, the medayek, that it's somewhat the men as opposed to the little kids and similar ones, the ones who can't normally walk the same way. Tiferes Yisrael says we exclude these Kanim, Ketanim, and Nashim, which the abbreviation is Zayin Kuf Nun Zokain. And even though a woman only during childbirth times she has a higher morbidity rate and it's more dangerous in her pregnancy and her birth and losing blood, as Tosfos and Ksuvos Daf Pei Gimel Beis says, still, even afterwards, even before she becomes very old, she is weaker from her early days, and she is likely to die more than a regular man. Okay, more than anybody else, right? And the Shas explains that over there, and he says, check it out. The Eitzer Agayim says 500 people are people that are qualified to be in the army. That's what it means. Mosiah Chamesh Meyas Ragli means 500 age appropriate men who could fight. Those people, if they come down with pestilence in a city like that, V'yotzei men shloshim eis min shloshim yamim, and three die in 3 days. Zachar Zeh, one after the other, raise a dever, that is considered pestilence. The Mishnah Berurah, Siman Tov Kuf Ayin Vav Sif Hey, says three of the people of the 500 die. The Rishalmi says, just like before we were talking about strong walls, here we're also talking about strong, healthy people who die without any specific reason. The Tiferes Yisrael says, one every day for 3 days out of a city of 500, that would be considered Dever. Pachas Mikanef is less than that, the first rule says. We mean less than three people dying, that only two died within 3 days, or even less in 2 days, three died. That's also just a happenstance, that's not considered a Dever. Misha says, ain't a Dever, the first rule says, and people are getting sick, we don't count the same way we would count previously in the Mishnah. And in Dever we hold that you don't, nowadays, he says, the Tver Yisrael, we don't fast at all for a Dever, because the nature of people has changed, and if you're going to fast, but nowadays, if someone's not well, it's going to hurt him when during a pestilence time. The Gemara Daf Chaf Aleph Manal says, if there's twice as many people in the city, then the simon would be twice as many people dying every day. And even with more people like that, you figure, calculate according to that that amount. For every 500, three people, and so on and so forth. Continuing on, in Mesechus Tainis Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hay, which in the Gemara is on Daf Yud, Tesman Aleph, Alei Lamasrian, these are facts, these are events that are going to cause you to cry out. So as the end of it says, when it says Masrin, it means Mas'an and Masrin. It means fast and call out. Like we had previously with the Rav, where he explained Masrin that way in the beginning of the parak. So for these things, you fast and call out. B'chol makom, everywhere. Rashi Rav says, even cities far away from it, far away from what we're going to be describing, because it's a type of a event that's going to spread, so even if you're far away, you better start fasting, calling out for it right away. Rashi adds, if it was, like for instance, in Spain, they had these events happening, even in Babel, they would call out, cry out, fast. And if in Babel, they would cry out even in Spain, as we'll say in the Mishnah. Tesiyata brings that the Beis Yosef writes that this pshat was a little difficult for the Rambam, because there's no time, one of the events that we're going to talk about, if there's a war going on, and there's no time in the world that there's no wars in any place, and if that's the case, the whole world would have to always be fasting, because it's something that spreads. And therefore, he explains, when it says b'chol makom, it means any time around in that area, general area. But according to what the Rashi says, it's not a kasha at all, because he wrote, if in one place they're calling out, anybody who hears about it, they also would join in, so it won't come to them. So we're talking about just the people who hear about the event. But even though certainly there's no place in the world that there is no war, since they haven't heard about it, it's like it's not in their world. And it's like, if, as far as they're concerned, there's no war, because if you're going to have to worry about maybe it's going to come here, you would have heard about it by now. Tzvi Yisrael says, even in a far place from the Tsar, if it's within the same kingdom, then it would be included on something you have to cry out for. So the different items we're talking about in every place that's going to cause you to cry out is and fast is Al HaShidafon. If there's a plague on, Rashi says, the Tefuos, on the grain. The Rav says if there's a wind that causes the Tefua to lose all the grain it had in there, so all the kernels of grain will be blown out. All Al HaYirakon, greenness, Rashi says it's a sickness. And the Rav says it means that the Tvua turned colors, and some explain Yarkon is a disease that causes a person's face to look green, like in the field. Terrestrial says, when the Rav mentions, we're talking about a person, a sickness, that is, it's a daika. He says, b'mechilas kavodo, he doesn't want to outright talk against the Rav. He asks, forgiveness, he just doesn't understand it. How? Why would the Tana put this Yirakon between Shidafon to the Arba he's going to mention? Those two, the Shidafon and Arba, have to do with Tvua. So why would he mention something about a person getting sick in the middle? The Mikiyasa says that Rashi, who explains that it's a Choli, maybe some at the Choli of the things that grow, as the Torah mentions. So that would answer that question. Rashi just says Choli, and the first role assumed that it was a person's sickness, but As it says, no meat meets the grain, it's the things that grow their sickness. Also, ala arba velaxil, different types of locusts, grasshoppers. The Radak and Yoel Perk Aleph Pasuk Dal explains there are lots of different locusts and grasshoppers, and arba is a type that there are different species of it, and xil is a type that eats a lot of vegetation. Al Chayara is another thing that we have to worry about all over. Wild animals, Rashi says, it attacks people. And the Rav says, if you see it in the daytime in inhabited area, that's a bad sign. Valacherev, and here it is on wars. Rashi and the Rav says, if you have armies that pass through from place to place, and the Rav adds, even they're not coming to fight with that city, but they're passing through, that's a problem you need to start davening about. Tiferesiro says, even if it's a peaceful army, it's not a good sign. And the Meiri says, because it might cause people to get killed, even though they seem to be peaceful. So for these things, Masrin Alevet Neshehim Ma'akam HaLechus, this is something, a Maka, that is spreading and moves around, and you have to cry out and fast for it. For Israel says, a tzara like one of these things spreads very fast for every place, and it grows even stronger later than it does in the beginning. Now we go into Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav, which the Gemara is in Daf Tes Yutes Madala. Ma'isa Shiardus Akelim. It was Ma'isa the Sakelim went down, for Israel says, from the Sanhedrin. Mi Yerushalayim L'Arayim, from Yerushalayim to their cities, as Rashi have explained, within Eretz Yisrael. Because we were Tainus, and they made a Tainus, and for Israel says, that means they left the Sanhedrin to go to the different cities in order to be Gozer Tainus. Al Shanira, the reason was, Shanira Kimali Bitanar Kshidafam. There was a sizable amount of shidafa, which means the grains started going bad, the size of a pitan. The Rav says the grain, the tfua, got this shidafa on so much that it was enough, you could have made bread from that amount to fill up the mouth of a tanner. So if that amount of grain went bad in the shidafa, in the pestilence, that would be a problem. But Ashkelon, it happened in Ashkelon. Rashi Rav says it was a city in Eretz Plishtim. So because the Sanhedrin heard about it, they came out. And the Rav says this is the minimum that you fast and you cry out about. And Rashi in Daf Chav Beis, what Olive says is the minimum that you need to fast with a Malka, which is far away. But you would cry out and fast even for something smaller if it was in your city. And they also declared a fast because the wolves ate two small children in the Evar Yarde. Rashi says that's the Chayara, and it's something that moves around. Not they didn't eat the children. El Al Shanira, they were seen. Rashi Rav says in that they came into the city. The Pharisee says all these different reasons, these are things that spread. That's why they were Geyser Taneos. The Malacha Shlomo says that the Tanakhama and Yossi agree that you Geyser Tzom when wild animals are sitting in the city during the day. This was mentioned earlier in the Mishnah. They're only arguing here, and here where if they were just seen, or what actually happened in this case? Were they just seen, or did they actually eat the children? That was their machlokas. But in any event, they would agree that you make it home if they were just seen. Okay, that's the end of our shiur today. Questions, comments, complaints, you can reach me at Sheldon_Rothman@yahoo.com. Call me at 052-244-9331. Have a good day.